The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. 770-5633, Wheels Up Wednesday. And I don't know if you're wheeling around or just hanging out around the house. Maybe at work. 770-5633-770-KMED. Interesting. I was just looking at this this poll. It was reported in the Daily Signal. Shocking number of Democrats say the United States would be better off if Trump had been killed. More than one in four Democrats believe America would be better off if former President Donald Trump had been assassinated. This according to a poll released this morning. This is from Scott Rasmussen, National Survey of 1,000 registered voters. Wow. That the country would be better off had he been assassinated. Almost one in four Democrats, or more than one in four Democrats. Can you live with people like that? I mean, can you possibly have a representative republic with that, with one out of four wishing that the opposition political party's candidate had been murdered? Maybe we talk about that. Is it shocking? I don't know. 770-5633. I just thought that one just jumped out this morning from Rasmussen. Let's talk with Bob. Hello, Bob Shan. Good to hear from you. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Bill. I appreciated the long conversation with the gentleman from The Rock, and the thing that stood out was peer support counseling. And Alcoholics Anonymous has been a peer support counseling supportive entity for decades, but we don't hear much about them, you know, and they also have...
I wonder why that is.
Anonymous.
I wonder why that is. Is there a reason why we don't hear about AA like we once did?
I don't know. I'm not a member. If I were, I'd be anonymous. That might be part of it, but yeah. It would be nice to hear from somebody from that organization because they have NA for Narcotics Anonymous. They have Al-Anon for family members of those people with addiction problems. And personally, and I don't mind admitting this, as a youth, I went to Alateen as a teenager of a family member who was an alcoholic.
So you weren't an alcoholic yourself, though, right?
No. Mm-hmm. No. Alcohol is poison to my system, thank God.
Yeah. Interesting to hear, Doug talking about this from Rock, though, of having started that in eighth grade. Eighth grade was his descent. Isn't that something?
Yeah. Well, they call it middle school. We call it kind of junior high school where I came from. And, there were people smoking pot. And at that time, Angel Dust was popular. And as a kid, you remember Art Linkletter, right?
Yeah. Remember his
Art
daughter.
Art Linkletter show.
His daughter.
Yeah. Yeah. His daughter took a header off a high rise in Hollywood when I was a young kid, and that made the news, stating that she took acid. And I go, wow, if that makes you jump off a building, that doesn't sound like something you'd want to ever take.
So. Hey, let me ask you though, as someone who had a family member who was part of that, or a couple.
Yeah.
Okay, so he had a couple of people, obviously alcoholics. There, the question that I had of Doug and others about addiction as a disease. What are your thoughts about that? I hear this all the time in the PSA world. You know, it's like it's not your fault. Addiction is a disease. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I think he tried to kind of clarify that. It wasn't like the mumps, measles, or rubella. It was more of a body chemistry thing, of how your body reacts to it and develops the dopamine. So I think that was pretty accurate way to describe it. So it's not like you're going to get the mumps, measles, or what.
No, and I agree. I don't think anyone's questioning that, but... there has been a trend, I think, over the last 20, 30 years of my life of medicalizing everything, in which it seems like, everything that happens, there's like a brain imbalance kind of thought about it rather than and it kind of what I've been concerned about is that it takes away agency or seems to be taking away agency. And, you're only going to be able to be helped unless you can get in with the white coat folks,
Well, when you get get the brain in balance, then you have to take a pharmaceutical medication to balance it out, which really probably just covers up the symptoms. And so then you're talking a lot of pharmaceutical money to treat.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a big factor.
Yeah, I've always been a little suspicious. Just saying, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, and you know, and abuse keeps people from drinking because it makes them deathly ill. And then you have the, what's that drug for heroin? You have the methadone. Mm-hmm. You know, so it substitutes one addiction for another, yet people who take methadone usually compound that, you know, when they get out of sorts with more heroin.
I've noticed that every time you go to the doctor these days, one of the first things they're always running by you is whether, you know, are you feeling depressed or you felt like wanting to hurt yourself and this and that and the other. And
yeah.
The part that is always kind of made me chuckle, not in a ha-ha way kind of about it, is that you know, sometimes being depressed about a situation you might be in is just being realistic in reacting to a circumstance, you know, and I wish that the medical world wouldn't be trying to say, because I'll just give you an example. My father-in-law, my late father-in-law, D, in a different world, probably would have just been clinically depressed or diagnosed as clinically depressed, right? And I remember that back when he was alive, the medical system was always trying to force what they called happy pills on him, because they were saying, well, you know, how you feeling? You're feeling a little bit. Would you like some happy pills? They were literally calling it that at that time, maybe 10, 12 years ago. And then he started taking the SSRIs, and then he started talking openly in the household about fantasizing about, you know, killing the cat, that it was time to kill the cat and take him out back and shoot the cat, you know, that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
And it astounds me how we've gotten to the point where everything that's wrong in your life, for many people, the medical system has a drug to modify brain chemistry. And I wonder if we really know what we're doing.
I don't think so. Again, the medication either covers up the symptoms, you know, you know.
Well, I mean, we're not medical doctors. We're just talking about a couple of regular guys that have seen people.
But like,
you know, work with
my
that.
My son watches the antidepressant shows on TV where they prescribe a medication. People are sitting in their house depressed. They take their medication, then they go out and have a picnic, or they go fishing, or they associate with friends. Well, you know, if you want to get out of your depression, if you've been in it long enough that you're ready to, you know, grab some sunshine, then go out and have a picnic and associate with your friends and go fishing.
Yeah. What a concept. All right, Dave. I really appreciate that. Thanks so much, Bob. Bob, I always enjoy when you call, okay? Thank you
for that. Thank you, Bill.
All right.
I appreciate it.
28 after 8. Appreciate you, too.
We're thrilled to announce we're back with our Veterans Metal Roof Giveaway. After the joy of giving away our first roof, we're honoring veterans with a free custom metal roof. One deserving veteran will win this amazing gift absolutely free. Don't delay. Enter now. The contest ends November 5th. Winner will be chosen on Veterans Day. Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc., where quality and community come together. Visit StephenWestfallRoofingInc.com for entries, details, and rules.
Oregon Truck and Auto Authority is the Rogue Valley's spray-on bedliner leader for 20 years running. We're excited to upgrade our spray-on bedliner product to MilSpec and join the fast-growing nationwide network of dealers. Our new MilSpec bedliners are backed by a nationwide lifetime warranty and feature the latest innovations in spray-on bedliner technology. Stop by Oregon Truck and Auto Authority and let our seasoned team of professionals give your truck the protection it needs with a MilSpec spray-on bedliner.
One of each Forte VIN 69674 MSRP 21645 Telluride VIN 551538 MSRP 42435 5958 due 10K miles per year, zero security deposit, all incentives and discounts to dealer plus tax, title license 150 registration processing fee. Trading in a vehicle will not eliminate your debt. Negative equity applied to new loan balance ends 9/30/24.
Now is the perfect time to trade in and take off in a new Kia at Kia Medford. Trade in your old vehicle and get cash on the spot. Then shop our huge selection of brand new Kias. Take off in a new 2024 Kia Forte LXS, just $139 a month lease. Or a new 2024 Kia Telluride S all-wheel drive, only $229 a month lease. Plus, once we make a deal at Kia Medford, we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe. Need credit? Go to KiaMedford.com to get pre-approved in less than 30 seconds with no effect on your credit score. Don't miss Fortes, $139 a month, or Tellurides, $229 a month. Trade in and take off at Kia Medford. Click KiaMedford.com.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
He indicated he voted for Trump in 2016, but had withdrawn that support by the summer of 2020. And he also wrote a book in which he urged Iran to kill Donald Trump.
But besides that, really quiet, good neighbor, yeah. You know.
I believe this was Hollywood Reporter. We don't necessarily know his politics.
Yeah.
Really?
Newsweek said that too.
Unbelievable.
We'll never crack the code, okay?
Weekdays 9 to noon on 106.3 KMED. This is News Talk 106.3 KMED. And you're waking up with the Bill Myers Show.
770-5633, 770-KMED. It's 831. Brian's here. Brian, glad you found your phone on Wheels Up Wednesday. What's going on?
Yeah, Bill, I just wanted to thank you for having those two fellows on from The Rock. I celebrated last July 25 years in Alcoholics Anonymous. And, I've learned a great deal. I've tried to work with 30 men in the last 24 years of the program, and the numbers aren't very good. I worked with 30 men, four of them today are clean and sober for more than 365 days.
Hmm.
Six of them, two in Grants Pass, are dead because they went back to drinking.
Oh,
I don't know what happened to the others. They disappear somewhere. But most of them get to the point where we have like a step four, and it's about turning over your problems in life to God or to a higher power, which we call a higher power. And that's where a great deal of these men just disappear. I don't need God in my life. I don't need God to tell me what to do. I don't need God at all. Bye. See you later. And they go back to their same addiction. And it doesn't really matter if it's alcohol, drugs, or anything like that. I started using drugs and alcohol at 12 years old.
12 years old. Wow. What era was that, Brian? Being open about this.
1965 for me.
Okay. All right.
66, around in there.
Was it a little more acceptable at that time, or is it more acceptable now, you think?
It was probably more acceptable now. The biggest problem I have with people with addictions, and myself included, is when you go to the hospital, and you were talking about this earlier, you fill out a form, what are you allergic to, things like that.
Yeah.
Do you have any addictions, that sort of thing? Does your family have any issues with allergic reactions? And so I always write down, I have a addictive personality. I have many years in Alcoholics Anonymous. I will not take any addicting drugs, opioids, or others.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing they do when I leave the hospital is write me a prescription for some addicting opioids.
They do.
And
it really
bothers me because I know a great deal of people with addictive personalities, whether it be alcohol or a drug, and they are thoroughly addicted to some type of opioid from a hospital just prescribed.
That is it. That's really interesting. I didn't know that. Why would there automatically be an opioid written? Is there for a particular physical injury type that maybe you're struggling with? It just sounds a little odd.
Yeah, it does. And I just think it's big pharma. I listened to RFK Jr. The other night with Tucker Carlson, and he went into a long display about how big pharma really wants to keep a vast majority of Americans addicted to something. And that way they can control us and so on.
And now we have to be addicted to Ozempic or that semaglutide or whatever those drugs are now. In other words, don't control your appetite. We'll control your appetite and blow out your intestines with it, the help, right?
That's why every show you watch on television, every other ad is a new drug. And they got a pill for everything.
Yeah. Now, as someone, I'm going to ask you another personal question here. All right. As someone who went through AA, as you just talked about, you had mentioned this. What is the difference between an alcoholic and a problem drinker? Do you know? Do they talk about that? Is there a definition of some sort? Because I don't know if I when my father was a salesman and would always be having the three martini lunches. This is back in the heyday of the 70s. It's like Mad Men time, you know? And he used to drink a lot with customers. Didn't drink at home, though. But I don't know. Is there a definition of that kind of stuff when they talk about it in AA?
There are some. There's a lot of men, and I'm probably one of them years ago, that was just a social drinker. I love to just drink with my buddies. But the thing I found, even back when I was in my early teens, is my buddies had a light switch on the wall that said, they turned it off and said, I'm done. No matter if we were smoking weed or doing, you know, psychedelics or drinking, they always seemed to have a governor switch that said, I'm done now, I'm going home. And I didn't. And so I just continued on. But there's, you know, when I was celebrating 20 years of Alcoholics Anonymous, I sent a message to a lot of my family. And there's an aunt of mine that lives in Washington, and she sent me a story, and she said, Brian, you're not unique at all. You may think you are in your family name with your alcohol problem, but you're not unique at all. My hobby is genealogy. I'm going to send you a book that I wrote about your last name. And she said, I have researched back to the early 1800s your name, and most of the men in your family have a serious drinking problem.
Interesting. Yeah, so there is
I never knew that.
Yeah, there is a genetic quotient to it, no doubt. I really appreciate you sharing some thoughts on that. I really do. So so my father was probably not an alcoholic, a problem drinker, because he always was able to shut it off. That didn't seem to be the problem. There was always the off switch for him. But, yeah,
yes.
All right. Okay. And I'm just not much of a drinker because I'm such a light drinker, because one or two drinks and I'm done. You know, that's it for me. And I think, fortunately, really, it's probably kept me out of some trouble.
A lot of people, they get into drinking because it covers up the very, very dark thing that happened in their life. I deal with a lot of veterans that back in the 2000s came home from Afghanistan and Iraq that went through some things that most of us civilians could not even begin to understand.
No doubt.
They saw some very dark things. And the minute they got out of the military and came home, I would tell their mother, you know, watch out for the three red flags, isolation, uncontrolled drinking, and and mood swings. And mother would call me back in a week and say, well, I don't even know who my son is. He's drinking like a fish, and he's just mad as hell one minute and happy the next.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's trying to cover up all of these dark, dark issues that he has been through, PTSD, with alcohol or drugs. And so many of them take their lives after a year or two of dealing with this. There's a program called 22 Too Many. 22 veterans kill themselves every single day because of the PTSD and the dark, dark things that their mind has seen to deal with this.
I really appreciate you sharing your story. Thank you, Brian. Really do.
All right. Thank you.
I think it helps a lot. People are not alone in this. And all kind of keying off of the rock recovery conversation from last hour. It's 8:39.
Connection, opportunity, possibility. It's what we all want. Spectrum has built a world where anything is possible, with products and services designed to work better together for a seamless connectivity experience. A connection to family and friends, a connection to education, and a connection to new opportunities. So there's no limit to how big we can dream. That's Life Unlimited. That's Spectrum.
News is sponsored by Valley View Nursery, your only nursery with online pricing. Visit valleyviewnursery.com. They're closer than you think.
From the KMED News Center, here's what's going on. A 16-year-old was taken into custody after taking a small-caliber handgun to school in Central Point. Central Point police were given an anonymous tip that the 16-year-old had taken a gun to Crater High School. Shortly after the tip, the school went into lockdown and police located the student and the weapon. The student's name hasn't been released, but he's currently in the Jackson County Juvenile Detention Facility. Oregon State Police Fish and Wildlife Troopers are investigating recent poaching incidents and asking for the public's help. Three suspects were involved in two separate trespassing incidents in Jackson County, which led to the illegal killing of a bull elk. On the 8th, they were last seen in Central Point, where an elk was left to waste. On the 10th, another person tried to kill an elk but took off after he was confronted by a property owner. A bill in Congress would allow the U.S. Postal Service to ship products with alcohol. The ban's been in place since Prohibition. Private shipping companies like FedEx already can move products with alcohol. Bill London, KMED.
And this hour of the show is sponsored by Fontana Roofing. For roofing, gutters, and sheet metal services, you all you have to do is just visit FontanaRoofingServices.com.
Ready to sip your way into fall bliss? Come indulge at Artisan Bakery Cafe. Their spice pumpkin latte with the perfect blend of spices will warm your soul with every sip. Try their maple bourbon latte, a warm, cozy treat with a kick. And don't miss their caramel apple chai latte, warm and delicious caramel apple wrapped in chai spices. Artisan Bakery Cafe's fall drinks are a must try. Swing by today and savor the flavors of fall at Artisan Bakery Cafe in the shopping center next to South Fred Meyer. Indoor-outdoor seating available.
It's gutter season. The phones are ringing at Fontana Roofing's custom gutter division after the last downpour. We've been busy custom fabricating robust gutters on site in a choice of 30 colors guaranteed to survive the weight of falling water and space dust. So if your gutters need to be repaired or replaced, give Fontana a call before the wet weather sets in. We also install gutter covers, too, to keep those pesky leaves from clogging your downspouts. Visit FontanaRoofingServices.com.
All right. Up your engines, folks. American Wrencher Garage is putting on the brakes this season, ending the high cost of vehicle repairs with their exclusive offer. Discounted Oregon e-deal certificates good for a whopping $75 off any service. Whether it's a routine checkup, oil change, brake repair, or full-on engine overhaul, trust the expert technicians to get the job done right. Visit OregonEDeals.com to snag your discounted certificate. Drive in. Save big. American Wrencher Garage, across from Elmer's on Biddle.
Let's grab a couple of calls here before we have open for business, and I'm looking forward to talking with Randall, the latest HVAC coolant change. I can't believe that. Let me go to Wild Sam and Steve here first. How you doing, Steve? Welcome.
Good morning, Bill. Hey, you asked a question about alcoholism.
Yeah, I did. This is earlier in the conversation with Rock right. Recovery and everything else. Sure.
Right. I work for a psychiatrist in the drug amnesty program, and I've been involved in business and had lots of employees and went through substance abuse training and have gone through the program where you hold people accountable and their family says, hey, either you get some help or we're all going to give up on you. In that process, there is alcoholism is it's not exactly a disease, but it is a genetic predisposition mm-hmm. that involves your liver. If you're a true alcoholic, your liver converts alcohol into something like heroin. So true alcoholics probably don't get drunk. At least they don't exhibit the symptoms of being drunk, you know, falling down, slurring, all that stuff. But if you successfully do that, at somewhere around age 55, your liver dies and you die.
Oh, yeah. I had a man who used to work with Marty McGuire, who we loved dearly around here, who succumbed after years of that. And he was huge. He was a big man, right? And yet I'm still haunted, Steve, when I went to Providence to visit him in his final few days. And he was like looking at me and he was like embarrassed, but he was like one-third his normal weight where he was, and he was so thin.
His body's shutting down.
Yeah, and he said, oh, I'm so sorry. I said, Marty, hey, we love you. I just hate to see that happen to people, and it's not uncommon. Thanks for sharing that about the liver issue, that's for sure. Let me go to Michael Shaw. Hello, Michael. Hello, Mike. Michael, it's great to have you on. Go ahead.
Hey, Bill. Well, for years, I've always told people that I believe, and I'm not a medical expert in any way, shape, or form, I believe that there's an addiction gene. Now, for me, I started smoking cigarettes when I was 12.
Oh.
And, at times, I was up to 3 packs a day. But on November 17th of 1998, when I was 40, one night I said, I'm done. I've always told people you can't try to quit cigarettes. You have to decide you're done.
Yeah, you just do it. Yeah.
I was done.
Yeah, sure.
No, I decided I was done that night, and I put them down, threw them away, and I've never wanted one since. So I don't think I have that addiction gene, but I've known families of people from, they couldn't give up cigarettes, they couldn't give up alcohol, they couldn't give up drugs, they couldn't give up the other stuff because it was so overwhelming inside of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that that addiction gene gets passed down within families, and you see that trait of families being destroyed.
I know that all the men on Linda's side of the family, almost all of them were alcoholics when they looked at it, and there did seem to be something, you know, in that side or in the gene line. Yeah, so there must be something to that. I'm with you on that, Steve. I'm sorry, Michael. Michael, I'll get you all straight here. I got too many names to keep straight, all right? Thanks for the call and for sharing that. And let me go to Jack. Hey, Jack, you wrap up this talk segment here. How you doing? Go ahead.
Oh, good, Bill. Yeah, I just wanted to bring up that a couple weeks ago, the school district, the school board here, decided they wanted to take the phones away from all the kids, which I understand why. But on the same token, I think all these school shootings we had, and you can probably talk to that fella Andy whose daughter was involved down there in that school shooting.
Yeah.
That I think the phones help the kids. For one, it's an intelligence gathering thing when the kids are on the phone telling, oh, yeah, the shooter's here, shooter's there. So the outside police force knows where they're at. And I don't think taking their phones away is the right idea.
Yeah, there's an up and a downside, yeah. And I have a feeling I'm going to be really curious to see what results we get out of the Phoenix School District, because that's the local district that is doing that right now. So we'll see. Appreciate the call, Jack, and thanks for making that.
If you're considering a new garage door or opener for a new home or remodel, you can't go wrong with American Industrial Door. With their fleet of trucks and technicians in both Josephine and Jackson counties, they can come to you and provide recommendations and samples. Or you can stop by their showroom and explore all of the amazing options. Do what so many other Southern Oregon homeowners have done for nearly 40 years. Trust American Industrial Door on Crater Lake Avenue, north of Vilas Road, and on Union Avenue in Grants Pass.
Power outages are becoming more common. Patriot Electric can size you with the correct Generac generator backup system for when outages occur. Whether you need a powerful portable or a whole house system to power your house, barn, shop, and pump house, a flip of a switch will produce power when you need it the most to pump water and provide essentials like AC and refrigeration. Call Patriot Electric and get your own Generac generator, an investment you'll never regret. We are Generac sales, installation, and service professionals. Visit PatriotElectricOregon.com.
Hi, I'm Lisa with Kelly's Automotive Service, and I'm on KMED.
12 before 9, and right now we have open for business for a few minutes. We get Randall back on in here. And the weather started to change, and Randall, of course, with Advanced Air, myadvancedair.com. What's the number for the 24-hour service again? Randall, welcome back.
541-772-6866.
772-6866. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. All right. You know, every month we talk to you, and for the longest time, it's been hearing about, hey, COVID, supply chain problems. Oh, my gosh, the federal government is in the process of cranking up the energy requirements again. Yeah. They're going to make it more expensive. Where do we find ourselves right now? Because I consider you really, once again, a friend in the heating and cooling business here in Southern Oregon, keeping people informed on this stuff.
You. Yeah, we appreciate that for sure. Yeah, so we are in the midst of another refrigerant upgrade, and this is set forth by the EPA. The EPA sets the energy standards, and then the manufacturers have to create products that meet those standards. And they have a plan that goes to 2030, where you know certain toxins are eliminated from the refrigerants, and so there's different steps in this plan. And so here this fall, we're selling through R410A equipment, and then R454B is going to be coming out here at the beginning of the year.
So 410A is going away, is what you're telling me, right?
For new product, yes.
Oh, for a new product, because I have a freezer in the garage right now. It has a 410A sticker on the side of it, so that's gone. That's obsolete now. For being new.
Yeah, I mean, you can still get parts for it, and you know, there's still refrigerant available for it, you know, but it will become more costly, and the intent behind these programs is to improve the efficiency and the quality of all products, you know, for the next generation. So yeah, it's with inflation and everything, it's unfortunate, like the timing of all of this is really really wild. But, you know, we expect to see, I've heard anywhere from a 15 to 25% increase on equipment with the rollout of R-454B refrigerant.
So that's the bad news. But the good news, though, is that you at Advanced Air, have the old equipment, the current equipment right now, and you could almost say, hey, get those systems installed now. They're going to be supported for years and years and years. It's not like you're not going to be able to get parts for it, but you're not going to have that massive expense of the newer one.
Yeah, that's
right.
That's true. That's absolutely true. I mean, you know, this time, you know, next year, you know, expect to pay, you know, 15 to 25% more for the equipment, you know. But if you have an aged system, certainly look at that, replacing that now while the older generation of equipment is available. You know, parts and refrigerant will still be available to maintain that system for a decade or more to come. But just distributors will not be able to legally sell that equipment. R410A equipment.
All right. And is there any talk about the lifespan of newer equipment then, that this new equipment with this new refrigerant? Because normally I'm hearing stories that the new refrigerant, yeah, it might be more efficient, but that the compressors are having more trouble dealing with it. Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I can't speak to the validity of that so much, you know, because we haven't seen widespread use of new equipment yet and new refrigerants yet.
Uh-huh.
I think that just in a general sense, you see materials being used that are lighter. We're seeing a lot more aluminum rather than steel on equipment for structural reasons. And so, you know, sometimes that can be more corrosive and maybe not age as long. You know, so I think that there might be some truth to some of that. And that's for structural reasons. When we're replacing rooftop units, you know, in order to meet these efficiency requirements, a lot of times units are larger, physically larger and heavier. And so then all of a sudden you're replacing a unit on a roof that for a building that was built, you know, 30 years ago, 50 years ago, and that unit weighs, you know, 1,000 pounds. The unit you're replacing it with now weighs 1,500 pounds, and there's some structural engineering that has to happen. So they're trying to make these units lighter, so there's not as much structural engineering and modification.
Of course, I'm just kind of curious about it. I don't want to get too bogged down in that, but I've just read some interesting stories about this. So let's talk about the ways that you can help people save money on units right now, because there's all rebates and tax credits and all sorts of things going on. You are Bryant factory authorized dealer, so people understand that over at Advanced Air. So how can you save them money?
Yeah, Advanced Air right now is offering up to $1,000 in rebates on qualifying residential equipment. Those are crossover and mini-split systems. And that rebate can be stacked with Energy Trust of Oregon and other rebates that are available, so you can experience substantial savings if you're looking at that type of equipment. And that's probably the best and largest savings right now through Advanced Air.
Good. What is a crossover system? You had mentioned that. I'm not familiar with that term.
Yeah. Yeah, a crossover system is again, a pretty significant move within our industry, and you're using a ductless outdoor unit, which is modulating. It's multiple speeds, and they're lighter. They're a smaller footprint. They're quieter. So they're being utilized a lot for the outdoor side. And then the reason they're a crossover is because on the indoor side, you can use a conventional fan coil, a furnace, or a high wall head, or a ceiling cassette. So there's a lot more variety.
It sounds like a lot of versatility, a lot of ways to set this up for you. Okay, that's interesting.
Especially when accessibility to the indoor space can be difficult, you know, if there isn't attic space or things of that nature, if it's a historical building, you know, using a mini split system or something where you have a variety of indoor air handler solutions is a great way to go.
All right. Now, do keep in mind that we're switching over into heating. In fact, I put my system on heat last night or a couple of days ago, because we had some pretty cool nights. It's working fine, thank goodness. But you always say it's good to cycle that in just to make sure, right? Are you are you doing any time for examinations or preventive maintenance services service calls right now?
Absolutely. Right now, we're scheduling our fall maintenance visits. And we will be performing those over the next couple of months, changing filters, making sure that the heating side is working. It's not uncommon, listeners should know, it's not uncommon for, especially for gas furnaces, for there to be some burn off when you first turn on your furnace for the year.
Sure.
You're going to smell some, you know, some almost like sooty smoke kind of, you know, smell, and that's not uncommon. It's just residual that, you know, hasn't been used for a while, and it's basically burning itself off. Certainly if the problem persists, you would want to have it checked out. But if it's the first time you're starting it up for the year, it probably isn't a significant issue. But yeah, we're doing those sorts of things, making sure that all the burners are clean and coming out of summer and a pretty decent smoke year, make sure that your filters are clean. If you're doing it yourself, make sure those are getting changed every several weeks for sure. Mm.
I was having to change mine 45 days, every 30 to 45 days during the really smoky time. It was amazing how quickly those were getting plugged up. Just astounding.
Yeah,
all right.
And dirty filters are more harmful to your HVAC system than anything else.
Okay, remember, folks, definitely your friend in the HVAC business. It's Advanced Air, myadvancedair.com. We have various in-house rebates, qualifying Bryant, mini-splits, crossover systems, up to $1,000 going on right now. There's Energy Trust in Oregon credits that are available, all those sort of things. Best thing is just call 772-6866. Get in touch with Randall, and you'll put someone on the case, right? That's all there is to it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right. MyAdvancedAir.com, 772-6866. And, and may your services go well. We'll talk next month, Randall, okay?
Thank you, Bill.
Yeah. And remember, the big takeaway, though, is that new refrigerant for next year, and they have the current refrigerant items in stock, which are considerably less expensive than what you'll see in 2025. Would that be a fair assessment, kind of the wrap-up on that?
That's true.
All right.
That's absolutely true.
All right. Thank you, Randall. Really appreciate that. 858.
It's okay to ask for a little advice at Freddy's Diner.
Are you ready to order?
Ooh, always a tough call. Burgers, sandwiches, melts, fried chicken, smoked brisket. The daily special looks good, too. Any suggestions?
Well, we have seafood, too. Our hand-dipped fish and chips is pretty hard to beat.
Sounds good.
There's something for everyone at Freddy's Diner in Old Town, Eagle Point.
Open 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day for lunch and dinner.
Service is the difference with Sweetwater Sanitation, your experts for sanitation services and portable restrooms. From pumping septic tanks, grease traps, even holding tanks, Sweetwater Sanitation brings 20 years and two generations of experience. And as a DEQ-certified maintenance provider, Sweetwater Sanitation can inspect, service, and repair your septic tank, which should be pumped every 3 to 5 years. Call 541-821-1426 and visit swsmodoc.com. Sweetwater Sanitation, where service is the difference.
Your smile is the key to your health and confidence. Did you also know that research has concluded people have almost as much fear about finding a new dentist as they do about going to the dentist? Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Johnson, and here at Dental Excellence, we value the confidence and trust our patients have in us. My 20 years of experience and thorough training equals comprehensive dental care. From creating that perfect filling or doing that perfect root canal in my dental microscope, to restoring a patient's confidence with implant-supported dentures, we can do it all here at Dental Excellence. For those who need, I am highly trained and certified in IV sedation and the art of creating a comfortable, relaxed, stress-free environment. Are you looking for friendly, compassionate, personal care? Come and join our excellent dental family.
Call 541-779-6170 today for a free consultation. Dental Excellence.
Dental Excellence. Changing lives, one smile at a time.
9 o'clock, this is KMED, KMED HD1, Eagle Point, Medford, KBXG, Grants Pass. I appreciate you listening this morning. Joel, you have a line for the president. What was the line you wanted to use here, Joel? Go ahead.
There's another debate, or simply responding to her allegations of him being all the evil things on the planet. It's simply returning to the Mrs. Singh. Yes, Mr. Harris, Have you looked in the mirror lately? Because I believe you just described yourself and all your friends.
Yeah, I don't know if he'd do that or not, but, well, one could always hope. All right? No hope, no change. Thanks. Let me go to Brad. Brad, you were listening to Wheels Up Wednesday with Eric. We were talking about cars and parts and various other things. Interesting story that you had there. Let me know more about that.
Oh, yeah. Bill, I love it when you talk to Eric. So I was visiting with a mechanic friend of mine yesterday, and I've got a pickup with 183,000. It's got that 5.3-liter GM engine with the cylinder deactivation technology. But cylinder deactivation technology, when it goes right, it's okay. But when it goes wrong, it literally dynamites your engine. So I was visiting with my friend about, you know, what I could expect when I get there, and the discussion devolved into kind of, you know, modern parts and this and that and the other. This is a guy that's been, he has been a professional mechanic for over 35 years. In my opinion, he's one of the best mechanics in the Valley. What he told me just blew my mind. He said back in the day, the failure rate for new parts was in the 3-5% range. And he said his anecdotal experience now is that the failure rate on new automobile parts is between 35-40%.
That is incredible, especially when you look at the incredible high cost of labor right now to put those replacement parts in to repair a vehicle and to have 30-40% go bad. Man.
Yeah. Well, and I think we didn't talk about the difference between mechanical parts and electronic parts because, you know, as you know, automobiles now are basically computers with wheels on them.
Right.
But, you know, back in the old day, you know, I could go down to the Chevy store and buy a crate motor for $2,500, and for another $1,000, I could have it in the vehicle and operating again. And now, so he told me you're looking at about $7,500, you know, for the long block with everything that you need to swap it out, and then another $2,000. So you're looking at $9,500, you know, to repower, you know, an automobile when you dynamite your V8, dynamite your motor. But the electric part, the electronic parts, Bill, you know, which I found out to my surprise that you're a gearhead, shocked the crap out of me.
Yeah. Real quick, I got 15 seconds and I'm gone. Okay.
Yeah. So the mechanical parts used to be pretty straightforward, but now you have all these electronic parts, and when the electronic parts are all part of a module.
Yeah, and insane. We'll talk more tomorrow, Brad. Gotta go.
An intelligent solution saves you money. This is Randall at Advanced Air. It takes an expert to navigate the current HVAC rebates. Call Advanced Air to save big on equipment replacement. Advanced Air is currently offering an additional rebate on qualifying systems, up to $1,000 on Bryant mini split and crossover heat pumps. Some exclusions apply. Advanced Air and Bryant do whatever it takes to deliver intelligent heating and cooling solutions. Visit myadvancedair.com for details.
Your intelligent heating and cooling solution is at myadvancedair.com.
Join Scotty McCreery on his Fall of Summer Tour at the Expo on Saturday, September 21st.
We wanted 5 more minutes.
The country music sensation is set to bring...